Be on top of all the breaking wealth-building news by visiting financialfocusradio.com. Keep up to date with the Daily Market Blog. Listen to past shows and find Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management on Facebook. Follow the show on Twitter with the handle at NWQ Radio or connect with Troy on LinkedIn. Now, here's Troy and Tyler.
And you can check out on our social media sites, I posted a really good article out of Barron's of October the 4th. It's called The Long View, which is the column. It's essays on history and business, and it's called Around the World. And, you know, the world has become where time and place doesn't mean anything. And when Magellan went around the world, it took him 3 years to do it, and now you every 90 minutes the space shuttle, or what used to be a space shuttle, space station, goes around the Earth, or you can fly literally in a day in a jet airliner all the way around the Earth. So time or place doesn't mean anything, and we forget those advances and how quickly they come.
Well, and that thing that Al Gore invented, the internet, makes it even smaller.
Al Gore, he was looking old the other day. I saw a picture of him. He was looking a little bit haggard. So it was interesting. All right. Well, let's move on. Enough of that stuff. Let's move on to our guest that we have with us today. We have with us Greg Fowler. He is a CPA and he is the head of Fowler & Company. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Thank you for having me.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
I have never been on the
this
radio.
This is a first one. We've got a newbie, Tyler.
All right. We'll be gentle.
We'll be kind and gentle and nice. All right. Well, Greg, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you went to school, what you do, the authority at which you speak.
Sure. Well, native Oregonian, and after high school went out to the University of Colorado and got my degree in business, focus on accounting, and went into public accounting. Got my CPA license in 1994 and spent about 6 years in public accounting, and then went into private and worked at a couple different consulting businesses in the software industry. And then in 2009 formed my own CPA practice here in Bend. And today we've got three CPAs. We focus on working with business owners and investors here in Bend as well as around the Northwest. Also do some management consulting, helping with businesses who need to develop growth strategies and do a better job of running their companies.
And we'll talk a little bit about that. When you say public accounting, for those people who may not know what that term means, what do you mean public accounting?
Well, basically, it's a licensing designation, certified public accountancy. We're required to be licensed with the state of Oregon, and it represents that we have the expertise and background that it requires to take the test and get the practicum.
All right. Well, we're coming up, believe it or not, tax season will be here before we know it. And has there been a lot of changes this year in the tax law, or do you anticipate anything for that people need to get ready for by the end of the year?
You know, the tax law is constantly changing. There's certainly been some recent developments, particularly related to investors, such as the net investment income tax. There's also this year, as there has been for several years now, uncertainty around a number of tax breaks. Most probably relevant to business owners is the 179 deduction, rolled back to $25,000 here for 2014 at this point. So that's been a much, much larger deduction here for the last several years. And I think we probably will see Congress extend that tax break. But planning around that's going to be a challenge here going into the fall.
And you're listening to Financial Focus with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management. And our guest today is Greg Fowler, the CPA with Fowler & Company.
So I'm sure a lot of business owners get the deduction that – what is it, 179 you said?
Correct.
They, they don't – there's, you know, there's somebody like you does it for them. So sure. Can you explain what that was and what the proposed change will look like?
Sure. So Section 179 really is the tax code reference to the law that allows business owners to immediately deduct purchases of new assets, things like equipment, furniture, computers, et cetera. And for several years now, there's actually been two favorable aspects of that particular deduction, one being bonus depreciation, which was an automatic 50% write-off on the purchase of new assets. And then in addition to that, you could 179 the balance up to $250,000. And it's bounced around. But the old law was $25,000 maximum of that immediate deduction. And that's the current law here in 2014.
And so for you listeners out there, that hear all the time, and there was a report in the news this week that regulation and uncertainty about regulation is really driving small business owners crazy. This is why. For most people, it wouldn't matter. I mean, it would matter, but if it was $25,000 or $250,000, if they just set it and leave it so you could plan accordingly to do it, it'd be much better than fading back and stapling it and taping it. Duct taping it back together at the end of the year.
Well, it has a material impact on capital spending, too. I mean, in small businesses, also capital spend. I mean, small businesses defined as what? Anything under 50 people or 100 people. Mm-hmm. And so those people still make capital expenditures. And if they don't know tax-wise how it's going to affect them, then that affects those decisions to buy or not buy.
No question about it. It also impacts propensity to put that capital to work, go out and borrow money to buy equipment. And, of course, that has all kinds of impact downstream in terms of manufacturing jobs and so on and so forth.
You get to deal with lots of small businesses in your practice. How would you describe the overall mood of small business owners if you could boil it down? And I know it's a generalization.
Sure. You know, I would say across my client base, it's generally improving attitude. Certainly, over the trend is one of improvement. Business seems to be getting better. Has improved over the last two or three years steadily. Certainly, is not by any means the fervor that we were seeing several years ago, but healthier than it was. By the same token, there's a lot of trepidation about monetary policy, the economy. Ben's economy in particular can be a bit fickle. So
do you see your small business owner clients building cash hoards? I mean, they previously didn't, so having a bigger cash cushion in their capital accounts.
I'm not seeing so much of a cash build in our client base as much as paying down of debt. And or restructuring of debt with favorable interest rates right now. They're able to free up some cash flow for growth by restructuring.
Are people finding it easier to refinance, or from what you hear in banks getting a little more willing to participate in this rally?
That's kind of a mixed bag. The banks are definitely more interested in lending today, but there's also a lot more red tape to work through in terms of some of the regulations banks have to work with.
The government will give you lots of red tape. That is for certain.
Yeah. Why don't you give our listeners your website so if they want to get a hold of you, they can.
Sure. It's bendcpacfp.com.
All right. When we come back, we got about a minute left. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit for those of you who were thinking about leaving us during the top of the hour break. You want to stick around because we're going to talk about Obamacare and the net investment surcharge, Medicare surcharge that comes up. That's an important thing for lots of us to consider on your investments, on your rental properties,
Especially on the way you have
your company structured. There's lots of things around it, and that'll probably take up the last of the 10 minutes. So you want to stick around with that. Our guest today is Greg Fowler. He's a CPA. Here in Oregon with Fowler & Company, and we're talking about different tax things go up. Anything that we got just a few seconds left, anything else that's going to be a surprise you think of tax season, or it's just going to be another long tax season?
It's going to be another long tax season, I think.
It is. They keep making things shorter and shorter on you, don't they?
Right.
Condensing it down because when 1099s come out late and K-1s come out late and they revise W-2s, but 1099s and things like that, it makes it a mess. All right. When we come back, we're going to have more with Greg Fowler. He's a CPA here in Oregon with Fowler & Company. You want to hear about it because we're going to talk about some important stuff in your investments.
Finding good, clear, transparent advice in the investing world is not always easy. Take one step closer to the transparency you deserve by going to NorthwestQuadrantWealth.com. Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management is your retirement income specialist. Find out more by participating in a free retirement review. Spend 1 hour with a trained professional digging into your wealth building efforts. No cost, no obligation, and no hassle. Thanks for listening to the show each week on the Financial Focus Northwest Network.